We have several Mishnayos here that discuss Mishpatei HaTanai. A man is Mekadosh Anisha HaLatanai, he has to word the Tanai in a certain way. And this is learned out from Parshas B'nei Godim Reuven, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu he should agree with the suggestion that they made, that they should get Avraham Yarden, but only the deal is only on if they're going to help out in the war effort. If they won't help out in the war effort, then the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael will not be the way they recommended. But they suggested it will be different. Rabban Chumash says, well, how it's going to be. So the Rishonim are bothered with their kasha. The Gemara says that if you didn't word the Tanai properly, it's called Mishpatei, you didn't formulate the Tanai properly, so the Tanai bottle of Maisa Kaim, the Kedushin is Chal, even though he didn't want it. He said, Hare Mukadesh is only on the condition that your father gives me $5 million within the first week after we get married, after the Chasana. And he didn't word it properly. He didn't word it well, so the din is a Kedushin is Chal, even though the father doesn't give him a penny. But he said he only wants to marry her on that Tanai. Isn't that a Kedushin Toes? So the Rishonim all say that Toes and Tanai are two different things. Toes means that there's a lack of Das. Tanai doesn't mean that if the father doesn't give me the $5 million, I don't have Das Kedushin. No, there is Das Kedushin, even if the Tanai will not be Mekuyim. But if the Gemara has an expression in Ksubas Daf Yutesa and Beis, Tanai Milsachritahi. Tanai is not the same as Toes, that is a lack of Das. Tanai means that despite the fact that there is Das, he added on another clause, another statement, then he adds another Milsachrit, another statement, that the Kedushin should be regulated with the father's granting of the cash. And if he doesn't give the cash, the Kedushin should be bottled, but it's not the din Toes, it's a different din. And since Tanai, if not for the Xeris HaKosav that you're learning out from B'nai Godim Reuven, there wouldn't be an institution of Tanai because Tanai is not nidin to us. So therefore you have to formulate it properly. If you didn't formulate it, so we said Tanai bottle of Maisekai. What are these Mishpatei Tanai? So we're going to have to learn a Gemara. The Mishnais, Rav Meir holds that you need Tanai Kofel. You have to say the hen and the lav, then you have Tanai hen kaid and the lav. Then one of the Mishpatei Tanai is the way you formulate it is Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. What does it mean Tanai Kodim Lamaisa? So this machlokes is the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Rambam says you have to mention the Tanai, you have to stipulate the Tanai before you do the Maisa. All the other Rishonim say no, you have to stipulate the Tanai before you stipulate the Maisa. If you say Hareat Mukadeshusli on the condition that your father gives me $1 million. And if your father doesn't give him $1 million, Hare Yat Mekudeshesli, so you have to say the whole Tanai before you do the Maisa. But if you did, let's say, by Git Mekudushin, you can't even back out Turk de Dibur. That's the Gemara, the end of the Dharma. Let's say Mekach HaMemkar. Let's say I sell you a house, and then I can back out from the Mechira, Turk de Dibur. You can have Chazar, Turk de Dibur. Yes, Chazar is considered a Mekach Tois. Because there's a lack of Das. But it can't be Matal Tanai, Turka de Dibur. That's what the Abnei Nezer points out. The Taz and Choshim Ishbel points that out. You have to have Tanai, according to the Rambam, you have to have Tanai, Kodim LaMaisa, the Tanai, you have to stipulate the Tanai before you do the Maisa. If you did the Maisa first, I gave you the Matala. And then I make a Tanai, even though I can back out Turka de Dibur, but I can't be Matal Tanai, Turka de Dibur. I can't change the nature of the Maisa. I can back out from the Das on the Maisa, so it'll turk it, it'll be, the whole Kenya will be bottled, but I can't change the nature. If I gave you a Matana, and then I said the Matana is only valid if it snows tomorrow, but doesn't snow not, you can't change the nature of the Maisa, even turk the Dibur. So it's a different din. It's a different din. Tanai is clearly not Midin. Tanai is not Midin Toes. Toes means that there's a lack of Das, and Tanai is Tanai Mil Sachritani. Baruch Ber, in his Sefer, writes, Kifi Shemashi Hirgilona Rabbeinu Leimer. He learned by Rab Chaim, says, Rab Chaim trained us to use the Loshon HaGemara, Tanai Milsach Ritei. And he says, Rab Chaim told him a Tshuvas HaRosh, he doesn't know where the Tshuvas HaRosh is. The Avnei Nezer tells him where the Tshuvas HaRosh is. He says the same thing. He said, no, he didn't need Rab Chaim to drill it into him, Kifi Mashi Hirgilona Rabbeinu Leimer. He starts off with that. Tanai Milsach Ritei. Tanai is not Midin Toes, it's a different din. So that's the question. Why is Tanai not Midin Toi? Why isn't every Tanai in the world binding Midin Toi? So there are four different shitas in the Rishonim, and some of them are very mechudishdik. So the Ramban in the Sefer Aschus, I wrote incorrectly, it's in the Mohammas, not in the Mohammas, it's in the Sefer Aschus. We have Hasogas on the rear from the Balamor and from the right. So when the Ramban is Miyashiv the Hasogas of the Balamor, that's called the Mohammas. When it's Miyashiv the Hasogas of the right on the rear, that's called the Sefer Aschus. So in the Sefer Aschus in Gittin, in Perek Mishoch Sukur Daikus, he has a paragraph, and he writes, he thinks that Toes is only Lisha Ovar. Whenever a person, let's say, I give a girl a ring, I say, Hariat Mekodeshes Li, on the condition that the price of tea in China yesterday is not more than $5 a pound. What does the price of tea in China have to do with Kedusha? Nothing at all. So Ramban says that's binding midin Toes. Whenever the Tanai is Lisha Ovar, he says, he doesn't think that there's any Gemara in the world. He doesn't think anybody's going to say that a Tanai Lisha Ovar needs Mishmatei Tanai. He says that Tanai Lisha, either the Hova or the Ovar, that's midin Toes. Toes means, I was dating a girl for 7 years, I was dating Rachel for 7 years, and then they give me Leah. But I was dating Rachel, so that's Mamisha Toes. That's Lisha Ovar. I thought this girl was Rachel, and it turns out that it's Leah. So that's Kedusha Toes. But if I say, Hariat Mekodesh Isli, if it snows tomorrow, that can't be Midin Toes. That has to be Midin Tanai. Toes has to be, the Toes is present already. The Toes in the present, or in the Toes in the past. That's the Ramban's answer. Toes seems to hold a different sheet. Toes talks about Tanai, even Lisha Ovar. Ramban says there is no such thing. You never need Mishpatei Tanai. At Kisotis, Toysen talks about you have to have Henkai and Malav. So I come by the Soito, the Kohen who's Mashbiahar says the Lav before the head. Toysen talks about that. So Ramban said that the Tanai Lushovar. The Tanai Lushovar, you don't need any of the Mishpatei Tanaim at all. It's always binding within Toys. But Toysen doesn't agree with that. So Ramban is very mistaken. Toysen doesn't agree. So Toysen gives a different cloud. Does it make sense that he's only going to be Mekadosh the girl if it snows tomorrow? What does the snow have to do? He's going to Mekadosh the girl only if the father gives him $5 million within the first week. What is, either he likes the girl or he doesn't like the girl. Either he wants to marry her or not. What does the giving the money have to do with whether he's going to marry the girl? So Tosfos says whenever it's an Umdar and a Muchach, whenever it makes sense, then it's Midin Toes. I'm dating Rachel for 7 years, and then they give me Leah. So that's Midin Toes. Everybody knows I wanted to marry Rachel. So whenever there's an Umdar and a Muchach, let's say, I spent a fortune for this Esrig Mahundar, spent $150 for an Esrig, then I give it to someone else, Matana Menas Lahachzer, and I didn't formulate the Mishpatei HaTorayim properly. I gave him Matana Al Menas Lahachzer, and I didn't say the hen with the lav, everything properly. So you mean I lose my $150 Esrig? That's ridiculous. I spent a fortune for that. What am I going to do tomorrow? He's going to keep the Esrig. So Tai said, there it's an Umdar and a Muchach, that's Midin Toes. Toes is when it's an Umdar and a Muchach. But if it doesn't really make sense what he's saying, then it's not binding within Toys. But even though it doesn't make any sense at all, if he formulates the Tanai properly, then it's binding midin Tanai. That's what Toys' sheet is. And then you have another two opinions in the Rishonim. So the Ravid is halfway. The Rambam quotes the Shitas HaGaonim in Hilchas Ishus, when he quotes all the Dina Mishpatei HaTorayim is all in Perek Vov. So in Halacha Yudale, he quotes the Shitas HaGaonim and the Rif like that, the Shita and Tshuvas HaRif, that you only need Mishpatei HaTanayim in a Tanai by Gitni Kiddushin by Yisav HaHetah. But a Tanai moment, you don't need any Mishpatei HaTanayim. So the Rambam makes fun of it, and he says there's no Raya for that Shita, and he thinks that it's wrong. That's how he writes in Hilchas Ishus. There's no riot. The same Brahman appears in Hilchas Chiyah Matana Perigimel Halacha Ches, and there he writes not that there's no riot. We have a riot against it because the original source, where the Torah requires all the Mishpatei HaTanayim, there's a specific way how you have to formulate the Tanai. is by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is Dinim Amanis. So you see that by Dinim Amanis also you need Mishpat Atonai. So there the Ravid disagrees. The Rambam wrote, Ein Adav Zeraya, the Rambam Hilchasishus said, Ein Adav Zeraya, there's no Raya to distinguish between Tanaisha Vimam and Tanaisha Bisa the head. So the Ravid uses his Malitza and says, Afakisha and Raya Adav Zecha Adav. He's going to explain to you why the Gainan distinguish, why the Rif and the Chuv and the others, why they distinguish between Isa the head and Didi Mamma. So he says like this, the Rishonim were bothered with the question, why isn't every Tanai binding with Din Tois? So the Ravid says, in Din Mamanis, it's correct. It's my hard-earned money. I have the right to do whatever I want with the money. It's not exactly so, but that's the way people have that attitude. Let's say when it comes to Tzedakah. So the mission says, the money, a lot of people have this attitude. It's my hard-earned money. I have a right to donate all of my money to a dog hospital in Saudi Arabia. I can do whatever I darn please. That's not right. Ten la mishalo. Kiduch akol miyotchon nasanu loch. David HaMelech says, Mishnah quotes, Chaim David Hoemer. So it's not really so. But let's say for our purposes. So if it's my money, I'm buying a house, and my house, I'm selling the house. I have the right to make any crazy tanai that I want. I don't want to buy the house unless, on these conditions, I don't want to sell the house unless it snows tomorrow. What has the snowing got to do with the house? Nothing. So, if in Didi Mamanis, if it's mine to buy or it's my house to sell, one or the other, I have a right to declare, to make any tonight, and every tonight is binding within Toys, so you never need Mishpatah tonight. When it comes to the Issa V'Heter, the institution of marriage is a Chiddush that the Torah gives us. Didi Mamanis, we would figure out on our own. I own the money and I'm the Balabas, I have the right to do whatever I want. But in Issa V'Heter, the Torah gives you the right to be Mekadosh the Isha. The Torah gives you the right to get married. The Torah doesn't give you the right to be Mekadosh the Isha in such a kooky way that it depends whether it's going to snow tomorrow or not. It depends whether the father's going to give you $5 million or not. So that, if you use the Parshas Tanai, anything under the sun works. Any crazy Tanai works Midin Tanai. But to say that it's Midin Tois, that's not. The Torah only gave you the right to formulate a Das on normal conditions. You say, Hariyat Mukadesha, Hariyat Mugureshah, if it snows tomorrow, that's not normal. So that's what the Ravid explains. That's what the Ravid explains. Either Ramam had a taina that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, tonight by regarding Neruvin, was Dini Mominus, and Schiya Matona, when the Ramam in Hilchasishus and Perek Vav Hilchasishus, Aloch Yedalad, when the Ramam rejects the Shitas HaGoinim who distinguish between Didi Mamanis and Git Mekidushin, so he says, Ein Adav Zeraya, there's no Raya. And Hilchas Chiya Matana, he says he has a Raya against them, because Tanai Begorim Ne'erufim was Didi Mamanis, so the Ravid said that's wrong. Begorim Ne'erufim was Issa Beheta, Chalukas Ha'aretz was Issa Beheta. It's interesting, the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak, in Kiddushin, we started the year with the beginning of the second parak. So the Gemara talks about the parsha of Nosiach Nosiach Alamata Tikhul and Cholos Haoretz. The Torah is what did the Nesim represent all the members of the Shevet when they made the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So the first thing, Gemara has a suggestion that the Nesim, the Baruch Shalom recommended they should appoint these the Nesim, and the Nasi was appointed the Shliach, and that's the marker for the din of Shlucho Shalom Kamais. So the Gemara says it can't be because there must have been some of the people who got a Chalik Baruch, we assume it. They were labanei das. A cotton can be memana shliach, so it can't be that it's medin shliach. So then the Gemara gave a second suggestion. Maybe it's medin zochni yodim shliach v'fanim. And this pasuk, nasi echa nasi lachamat the tikkun nacholus haaretz, is the source of the institution of zochni yodim shliach v'fanim. There were tanaim who were of the opinion in the Mishnah towards the end of Bava Basra that zochni yodim shliach v'fanim is only a takwana of the rabbanon. It's not a din deraisa. We assume that it's a din deraisa. It's chila cotton is a machlekes, but it's deraisa the rabban. But chila gadol, everyone agrees. We assume la halacha is a din deraisa. Where is the source? So the more suggestion, maybe this pasuk nasi echal amata, and the same represented the people in the shevet made din zochin, and there were ketanim there. So you're assuming according to that pshat that zochin works for a cotton on the level of deraisa. Then the more rejects it. Not everybody's going to be happy. with what the share that they're going to get. Iker nichle behar and nichle bedikar, iker nichle bedikar and nichle behar. So the Gemara backs out. So the final maskana was that nasiach lamate, the nesim represented the members of the sheikh and midin apotropos. Apotropos is basically the same thing as achle other b'shloim b'fanav, but the difference is apotropos is if the zochen is done under the auspices of a bezin. If the bezin appoints the apotropos, so the Rebbe Shlomo appoints the apotropos. By the yud based in saying Rebbe Shlomo appoints the apotropos, so it's a din of apotropos. So according to the Rive, that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael by the Negorim Neruvim was an Indian of this of Heta, so he come up with a big Kiddush that apotropos. We always thought that apotropos is an institution that only applies in Dini Mamonos. If the father dies and they have his son in Ketanim, so the bezin appoints an apotropos to take care of the Mamonos. Like there's a din of Hefka Bezna Hefka. So Bezna can appoint an apotropos to supervise the monetary issues of the Yisrael. But according to this Rive, it's not so. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael by the Nesiim, representing all the members of the Shevet. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael at that time was considered an issue of this of the Heta. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was the Gemara of the Kibush. The Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael was the Chalukah, was the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and the Chalukah is the Gemara of the Kibush. So according to the Rive, you have a mocker that it's possible to have an apotropos function in the area of this of the Heta. That's there's a Rashi in Ksubis and Dafiralev where the Gemara talks about Gerkot Mat Bilamosa Adaz Bezin. So Rashi has a strange lashon Hey Nasim Lo Of. The Geiris of the Gerkotten works. Hey Nasim Lo Of. What is he driving at? Hey Nasim Lo Of. So the Pnei Yeshua has a Chiddush there and he got it from the Shach. The Shach in Hilchas Pidyon Aben has a very long Nekudas Akes. It goes on and on and on. So the Shach and the Pnei Yeshua both say that Rashi means the word apotropos comes from the word Peter, and Peter means a father. So Rashi says it works by the cotton, not midin zochen. Tosis there and Tosis in other places. Tosis in Sanhedrin works hard on that. If you hold zochen with cotton, it's only with the Rabbanon. So how can it be a ger cotton with the Rabbanon? Ger cotton, madbina mosal das besen, is based on zochen adam shalifana, but being zochen for a cotton? So Zechila Kotten Tosis had one sheet that's only the Rabban. So the Nekudas HaKesef and Hilchas Pidyon Aben with the Pnei Yeshua on the Daf, they say that that's where Rashi came to answer that kasha. Heim Nasim Alayav means that it's not Midin, even though the Gemara says Midin Zochel Adam Shalifan, the Gemara meant to say it's Midin Apotropos. And Apotropos works to be Megar Saman. Apotropos works in Nisa Beheta. That's a Chiddush. According to the Ravid, yeah. Because the time that I got in the Reuven was Issa the Heta. It wasn't Dini Mamonos at all. It was Issa the Heta. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. According to that, right, the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was Issa the Heta. It wasn't Dini Mamonos at all. But then you have this. So these are three shittas we understand. The Ramban and the Sefer Haskus thinks that any Tanai L'Sha'avar is Midin Tois, and any Tanai L'Habor, what happens in the future should indicate retroactively that what happened yesterday was a tois. There is no such thing. The future doesn't reflect on the past, that what I did yesterday was a tois. If something, I make a kiddush and I get mecha, chamemka, ala tanai, that something in the future should affect the past, that can only work with din. Tanai can't work with din tois. The Ramban makes sense. Okay, the Ramban makes sense. The rival we understand, Tosu disagrees with the Ramban. Tosu talks about the Tanai by the Saita. Im loy sotis, im sotis, how come it's lav kodim lahen? You have to have hen kodim lav. So Tosu thinks not like the Ramban, that even a Tanai l'shover also has to go with the mishpatei haTorah of hen kodim lalav. So Tosu doesn't agree with the Ramban, but Tosu came up with a different cloud. When is it midin tois? When is it midin Tanai? So if it's an umda in the muchach, it makes sense. It makes sense. He was dating Rachel for 7 years, and then they give him Leah. So that's midin tois. It's not chal. But if it doesn't make any sense, he says, "Amanashi erdik shavim, amanashi yirtza abba." What does the father have to do? Either you want to marry the girl, you don't want to marry the girl. Why do you put your father in the middle over here? The father has to agree. So whenever there's no umda in the muchach, then it has to work midin tois. Whenever there's umda in the muchach, it works midin tois. Whenever there's no umda in the muchach, it has to work midin tois. And the Ravid we understand. But then the Rambam and the Rif and the Goinim have this fantastic Shita that the Gemara says that there are two types of Tanai. There's a Tanai Vim and a Tanai Me'achshav. He says, Hariya Mekudeshes Li Me'achshav if it snows tomorrow. So if it snows tomorrow, she's Mekudeshes Lamafreya. If he says, Hariya Mekudeshes Li if it snows tomorrow, Im, so in the days of the Gemara, I don't know if it's Manazef, it's going to have the same Mashmas, but in the days of the Gemara, if we say Im, it means if and when. If and when it snows tomorrow, then it'll be Mekudesh and Mikar al Haba. It won't be Mekudesh and Slamafreya. So the Gemara said there are two types of Tanayim, Yachshav and Tanayavim. So the Rif and the Ramam and the Goinim all understood in the Gemara. Koloim al Manas, Kaim and Meyachshav Domi, and therefore whenever the Tanayim is Meyachshav, there's no need for Mishpate HaTanayim. You don't need Mishpate HaTanayim. Why not? It doesn't make any sense. So the Ramban writes, he doesn't understand. The Ramban writes in a different way. He doesn't understand what in the world the Rif is talking about. He always cries to defend the Rif. He says, here he doesn't understand what the Rif is talking about. Why should he defend what the Tanai of him or Me'achshav? So Rav Soloveitchik explained very well. He gave a beautiful explanation. He says, whenever you make a Tanai, so if there's going to be Kiyama Tanai, then there's going to be Kiyama Maisa. If there'll be Bitla Tanai, there's going to be Bitla Maisa. But you don't have to say both if there's going to be Kiyama Tanai. If the Tanai is Me'achshav, so he says, Hariya Mekudeshes Li, as of now, Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow. So you don't have to say, if it snows, if there's Kiyama Tanai, then there's Kiyama Maisa. The Kiddushim was Chal already now. Just say, if there'll be Bitla Tanai, then there'll be Bitla Maisa. Masheni Kein, if he says, Hariya Mekudeshes Li, if and when it snows tomorrow, so then you don't have to say, if there'll be Bitla Tanai, there'll be Bitla Maisa. Just say, if there'll be Kiyama Tanai, there'll be Kiyama Maisa. If it snows tomorrow, the snow will cause the Kiddushim to be Chal. There's no need to say it, there'll be Bitla Tanai, there'll be Bitla Maisa. It wasn't even Chal yet. You don't have to talk about Bitla Maisa. It wasn't Chal, he said Im. He didn't say Me'achshav. So that's the Hezber and the Shita Sagoyim. The Ramban says he doesn't understand what it's all about. But the Rav Soloveitchik explained, B'Shem Rav Chaim, this is all B'Shem Rav Chaim. The four Shitas, when is it Tanai, when is it Midin Tanai, when is it Midin Tor? So Rav Chaim pointed it out. So he said, whenever you have a Tanai or Me'achshav, so the thing was Chal already. So if you say, if it doesn't snow tomorrow, if it snows tomorrow, the Kiddushin should be Chal Me'achshav. So if it doesn't snow tomorrow, that will cancel the Kiddushin. Whenever you cancel a Ma'aseh, you're canceling a Ma'aseh Middin Tois. But if you say, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, if and when it snows tomorrow, then it's not that the Bitla Tanai is Mevatla Ma'aseh, the Kiyama Tanai is Mekayim the Ma'aseh. If it'll snow tomorrow, then the snow will cause the Kiddushin to be Chal. Where do you ever hear such a thing? Snowing causes Kiddushin to be Chal. You do Kiddushin with Kesem Shtar Abir. If you make it snow, it snows. Since when does snow make Kiddushin Chal? So the answer is that's the Chiddush of the Parsha of Tanai. That you can have Kiyama Tanai Mekayim the Ma'aseh. The snowing tomorrow, the father giving $1 million to the Chosen, how does the girl's father gives money to the Chosen within a certain amount of time? That makes Kiddushin Chal. Why should that make Kiddushin Chal? The boy has to give Kesef Shtar Abiyah. So whenever you make a Tanai of Im, so the Kiyama Tanai, the snowing, or the father giving money to the Chosen makes the Kiddushin Chal. That's a Chiddush Din. That can't be Midin Tois. That's a new Din of Tanai. But whenever he wants the Kiddushin should be Chal, Me'achshav, Allah, Tanai, that something will happen. So if it doesn't happen, then you're going to cancel the thing that was already Chal. So canceling a Maisa that was Chal is Midin Tois, so that works. So you don't need Mishpatei Tanai for that. That was the Hezbo that Rav Soloveitchik gave to Shem Rav Chaim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechon Levracha, had two sons-in-law with this with his name, Moshe. He had Moshe, Rav Moshe Tendler. He had Rav Moshe Shizgal, Rebellion, Moshe Shizgal. So when Rabbi Shizgal was still a bacher before he got married, so he asked Rav Moshe Akasha. So if you look in the first Igris Moshe, Chelek Eben Ezer, the first volume, so the very last tshuva is a shtikl Torah. It's not the tshuva halacha ma'aseh, it's a shtikl Torah, because Rav HaBacher, Rabbi Moshe Shizgal asked him a kasha. The Moshe makes light of the kasha. The kasha, the Rishonim asked the kasha. Moshe makes leitzonis out of it. He shakes it. He gets rid of it. But it's not so easy to push off. The kasha appears the Meiri on Gittin in the sugyas of Tanai asked that kasha. So he said like this: the Gemara has a klal in a few places in the Gemara. One of the places is in Ksuvin Stav Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. You only have the ability to appoint a shliach by gittin, by kedushin, by kachamemka, something. You can only make a tanai in an issue where you could have made a shliach. But by chalitza, where you couldn't have made a shliach to do the chalitza, so you have no ability to make a tanai. So let's say the Yovan will agree to do chalitza. And he'll do the chalitza, he says, he's not asking for the money up front. He'll do the chalitza today. But he said the chalitza should only take effect on the condition that the Yavama gives him $1 million within the first month after he does the chalitza. So the Gemara says, since chalitza cannot be done by the shliach, so therefore you don't have the ability to make it tonight. Milsa leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. So therefore, the tanai is not binding. The tanai is not binding. So the chalitz is valid, even if she never gives him the money. So Rav Shizgal asked the following kasha: what kind of a tanai can he possibly make? He's going to make a tanai. He's going to do the chalitz today, and he says the chalitz should only be valid if she'll give him $1 million. Is it a tanai of him or a tanai of me'achshav? Which is it? So if it's a tanai of him, he does a chalitza today, but it's only going to be valid, it's only going to be chal if she gives him $20,000, let's say, within the next month. So isn't that kol sokinyonai? We have a klal on the previous daf. Let's say you're mekadosh an isha, or you give a get to your wife, and they say mekadosh al yedei shtar. So I say, harem mekadoshesli, the day after college is over. They're in college and they have to take finals, they have to study. So they want to make kiddushin the day after all the finals, day after graduation. So he gives her a shtar, and by the time it comes the day after graduation, she already lost the shtar. Or the shtar was burnt up, or the shtar was torn up. So the Gemara says, kol sekinyon, it's no good. If you make the maisa now, and the chalois is postponed to later, and she doesn't have the shtar at the time of the chalois, so that's no good. Where else they have, let's say, a man is Bekadosh B'Bia. And he says, Harei Bekadosh Shli Lachal Amid Yom. He's not doing the Bia Lachal Amid Yom. He did the Bia today, and it wasn't Chal today. So Harei Bekadosh Shli Lachal Amid Yom. So that's called Sekinyone. He's not making the Maisa then. let's say you make a Kinyan Chalipin, you make a Kinyan Suder. And I give you a handkerchief in order to be kind of something. And then later on, you give me back the handkerchief. So, and the deal was, I gave you the handkerchief to be kind of your building, your house, lachal amid yom. And then lachal amid yom, you no longer have the handkerchief. So the Ran in the term has a whole attack against the Rambam. Why? The Rambam says that there is such a thing as a kinyan chalip and lachal amid yom. It's called a kinyan. How can it be good? Or the Gemara has a case of meshicha. I sell you meshoch behemazu, but I tikne ad lachal amid yom. Make a meshicha, make a hagbo on the behema. You should be kind of lachal amid yom, but you made the meshicha and then you gave me back the behemah. It doesn't belong to you till lachal amid yom. So I want back my behemah. By the time comes the yom lamed aleph, the behemah is not in your reshus anymore. Your meshicha and your hakbo evaporated into thin air. So many rishonim assume the Ran who attacks that Rambam, the Ran in the Dorm who attacks the Rambam, and against Mishnah, quotes the Ran on the side of the Rambam. The Pashta says that you can't have a Chalip and Lachal Amid Yom. Most of the Rishonim assume that Kol Sekinyon is a universal din in all Kinyon. Whenever you make a Maisa Kinyon now, and you want it to be Chal at a later time, and when it comes to a later time, it already evaporated. It's no longer around. So that's Kol Sekinyon. The exception to the rule is Kesef. We have the Gemara. If a man gives Kesef Kiddushin, let's say he gives her a lollipop, that's a Shavu Pruta, and she agrees to marry him, but he wants the Kedushin should be Chal Lachal Amid Yom. She ate up the lollipop. By the time it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, there's no more lollipop. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Tavayu, Afilu Nisach Lamos, even if she used up all the money, the Kedushin is Chal. So the Ran explains why, because by Kesef, whenever the Kedushin, whenever the Kinyan, let's say I'm giving him Kesef to buy real estate, Karkas Niknas B'Kesef, so I gave you money. So then if the Kinyan will fall through, you have to give me back all the money that I gave you. So that's considered as if it's not called Sekinyon. It didn't evaporate into thin air. It's as if it's still hanging in the air. Because if the Kinyan will be canceled for some reason or another, then you have to give me back all the money. So it's considered as if it's not called Sekinyon. So there is such a rule of called Sekinyon. So Rav Shizgal, as a bacher, asked the kasha, that the Miri asks in Gittin, if you're going to make a Tanai by Chalitza, what kind of a Tanai is it going to be? Is it going to be a Tanai Mayachshav, or is it going to be a Tanai Avim? If it's going to be a Tanai Avim, I'm doing the Chalitza now on the condition that you give me $20,000 by the end of the month. So she gives him the money at the end of the month. She doesn't give, whatever. She does give, she doesn't give. How can it be? The Chalitza he did today, and it's evaporated. By the time it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, there's no more Chalitza. It's a maisa that was done today. If I give you a shtar, you're still holding on to the shtar. If I give you a kesef, you're holding on to the kesef, even if you spent it. But the shibud is still there. The kinyan is going to fall through. You're going to give me back all the kesef. It's not considered called sekinyan. But by chalitza, the only way you can make a tanai by chalitza is going to be a tanai or me'achshov. So then it's going to turn out that the chalitza was if she's going to give him the $20,000 by the end of the month, come out the chalitza was chal now. So it wasn't called Sekinyon, the Chalois was now. The Maisa was now, the Chalois was now. So the Shaila was, the only Tanai that it's possible to talk about by Chalitza is a Tanai of Me'achshav, and according to the Rif and the Ramam, the Goyim, every Tanai Me'achshav works Midin Toes. You don't need Mishpatei Tanai because Midin Toes. And the Rav Rishayim may say, it's Machlok Zer Rishayim, the Rav Rishonim would say that even though you can't make a Tanai by Chalitza, but if the Chalitza was Betoes, then it's not Chal. Let's say he didn't realize that if he does Chalitza, he's not allowed to do Yibam. He thought he'll do Chalitza now and he'll date her. He'll try to convince her that she should marry him. He didn't realize that once you do Chalitza, Kivin Shalabana Shuv LeYivne, you're not allowed to do Yibam. So some Rishonim hold, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Machlok, some Rishonim hold, even though you cannot be Matal Tanai by Chalitza, but if the chalitza was betoes, then it's not chal. So that's what Rav Shizgal asked. What kind of tanai are you talking about? The only tanai you can discuss is the tanai me'achshav. Tanai me'achshav, because the tanai of him is going to be called sekinyonai. And a tanai me'achshav, according to the Rif and the Ramam and the Goyim, you don't need mishpat that time, it's binding it in toes. And some shalom hold that toes is mabatled by chalitza. So the only way, that's a murderous kasha, the only way to answer the kasha is to say that these shitas can combined together. If you hold like the Rif and the Ramam and the Goyim, that every Tanai Me'achshav works within Toys, you can't hold like that sheet in the Magen Mishnah. The Chalitza, that Toys will be Vatl Chalitza. You have to say Toys is also not Vatl Chalitza. But it's a murderous kasha, a very strong kasha. That's the kasha that the Miri quotes. So Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't understand that sheet like Rav Chaim. So he said, what's the kasha like it's a Tzakot kasha? What's the kasha that he's asking? A Tanai of Me'achshav doesn't need Mishpatei HaTanaim, has to do with Zeres HaKosu, the Psukim. It's not because it's binding Midin Tois. It's not Midin Tois, it's Midin Tanai. But such a Tanai doesn't need the Tanai Kotel, doesn't need all the Mishpatei HaTanaim. But Rav Shitzgal's Kasha was based on the way in the yeshivas, they all say over this Rav Chaim, that according to these Rishonim, that you don't need Mishpatei HaTanaim. By a Tanai of Me'achshav, it's because it works Midin Tois. So that's why he asked the Kasha, it works Midin Tois. The Sanu Shainu hold that Toys is Mabatul Chalitza. This Gemara in Ksuvas Dafayin Dalet that I just mentioned, the Milsa de Leisa Bishlichas Leisa B'Tanai, since you cannot do Chalitza Ayadei Shaliach, so therefore you have no ability to be Matal Tanai. So years ago, there was a big hullabaloo in the early 19th, about 100 years ago, the early 1900s. There were some Rabbonim in Europe who were of the opinion they were under pressure, so under pressure they made a mistake. So they were of the opinion that it should depend who's making a Tanai Nechalitza, the Yavam or the Yavam. The Yavam, the Chalitza, has to be done with his right foot. And the Mishnah says, Chol to the small Chalitza Sapsula. If she took off the shoe from his left foot, it's no good. So even if the Yavam will appoint, let's say the Rishonim say, why do I have to bother to put on tefillin every day? I'll make you my shliach. So after you daven shachris, you take off the tefillin, put it on a second time, on your head and on your arm, you'll put on your body, you'll be my shliach, to be moitzi me with the mitzvah hanachas tefillin. So the Rishonim say that a mitzvah shebegufo, you can't make a shliach. Why not? Because you have to put the tefillin, I have to put the tefillin on my left arm. If you'll put the tefillin on your left arm is not superior to my right arm. It's the incorrect arm. It's the wrong arm. It's not the correct arm. So the same over here, chalitza has to be done with the right foot. You have to take the yavam has to take the shoe off from the right foot of the yavam. So if the yavam is going to point the shliach, and the yavam is going to take up the shoe from his right foot. The right foot of the shliach is not better than the left foot of the yavam. So it's the incorrect foot. That's why it's no good. But the yavama, there's no part of her body that has to do the chalitza sasandal. The Mishnah, the Gemara there in the end of the mitzvahs chalitza says, what if a woman is gidemes? What if the yavama doesn't have any hands at all, and she needs chalitza? So the Gemara says gidemes choletzus b'sheina. She can take off the shoe. She has to untie the knot. It'll be very hard. She doesn't have any hands. How is she going to untie the knot? So she's going to take off the shoe with her teeth. So you see that any part of her body is good. There's no specific part of the body she has to do the chalitza with. The minig now is that when a woman is about to do chalitza, so first you ascertain whether she's a righty or a lefty. Then if you ascertain she's a righty, so you tell her, put your left hand behind your back and untie the shoe, untie the knot with your right hand only, and then take the shoe and throw it away. So we are makpid to do dafke with the right hand of the yavama, not to do with the left hand, because there's a Tosfos in Chulin, I think it's Chofam and Aleph, towards the end of the first parak, where Tosfos understood, misunderstood. Tosfos learns pshat in the Mishnah Yavama. Chaltza b'smol means if she did the chalitza using her left hand. That's clearly not the pshat in the Mishnah. Well, Achranim is. The Mishnah is talking Chaltza b'smol. She took off the shoe from the Yavam's left leg, not she took off the shoe with her left hand. It doesn't make a difference, what hand, right hand, left hand. But because of that Tosfos, even though Pashta says it's a Pella, because of that Tosfos, so that's why the meaning is that you're makbid, not only that you need, she should take off the shoe from the right foot of the Yavam, she should take off the shoe with her right hand as well. So there were some Talmid HaChamim who wrote Shulis like that and around 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago, that the one who cannot make a Tanai in the Chalitza is the Yavam. Because the Yavam is a milsa de leisa b'shliach, he cannot appoint the shliach to represent him that she should do the chalitza by taking off the shoe from the right foot of the shliach, because the right foot of the shliach is not superior to the left foot of the Yavam. But the Yavama, you don't need any specific part of her body. She can take off the shoe with the right hand, left hand, or with kidemes chaletzes b'shinah. So therefore, it's Isa b'shlichus, she can make her shliach, why not? So she can make her shliach, so that'll solve a lot of problems. A lot of times, let's say, for many years, when Russia was under the communists, there was an iron curtain. They didn't let people come in, they didn't let people go out. So if the Yavam is in Russia, and the Yavam is in Eretz Yisrael or in America, if nobody can make her shliach, it's impossible to have any chalitza. But if you say the Yavama can make a shlech, only the Yavam cannot make a shlech, makes life very easy. So the Gedolim all said that this was incorrect, that's not true. Because Tosfos says, Anad daf, and Ksuvas daf, and Dal, and Amanal. What is this? Exeris HaKosu? All the dinim of shlichas are learned out, all the dinim of Tanai learned out from the Gedolim the Reuven. That's the Mishnah, Samach Aleph, and Amanal. And Meir says, he learned out all the Mishpatei Tanai. So Tosfos says, Milsa disa v'shlichas disa v'tanai is learned out from the parsha of the Negon and the Reuven. Really? But it's not mistaber. Agzeris akosav, why not say you can only make a tanai on karka? Because chalukas herzov is karka, you can't make a tanai metaltalim. There is no such thing. You're not so picky. Everything has to be exactly the same as the Negon and the Reuven. So Tosfos thinks that it's a milsa de mistaber, it's misvar. It's not exeris akosav, this club. Milsa de. So Tosfos says, what's this svara? If you're a bailim on the chalois, and therefore you have a right to appoint a shliach to do it on your behalf, then you're a bailim that you have a right to be matala tonight. But if you're not a bailim, to the extent of being able to appoint a shliach to represent you, shulucha shalonim kemosa, it only applies if I'm the bailim, I have the right to appoint you as a shliach. So if I'm the bailim on the chalois, I can appoint a shliach, then you have a right to be matala tonight. So by chalitza, it's leisa b'shlichus, not because the right foot of the yavam is not better than the left. the Yavam can not only not appoint a shliach to do the chalitza for him because the right foot of the shliach is not better than the left foot of the Yavam, it's the incorrect foot. He can't appoint the shliach because he's not a balam on the thing. You don't need das. The Gemara needed the pasuk to say that they're cotton. Ish ksib parsha, and you need dafke a godel. The cotton is not good. So Tos says, what do you need a pasuk for? Don't you need das? Tos says, no. Tos mechayish, you just need kavara. You don't need das. Tos in chulin, the first parak. You don't need that. That's what Chaim has in the safe in Hilchos Chalitza. He has one piece on Hilchos Chalitza. He explains that Chalitza doesn't need das. So that's what it means. Leisa v'shlichas, leisa v'tanai, means if it's leisa v'shlichas, because you're not a bailu. It's interesting, the Gemara there asks the Kasha, if there is such a klal milsa, the leis of the shlichas, leis of the tanai, so how come you can make a tanai by kedusha biya? You can make a tanai not only by kedusha, here there are a lot of mishnayis, a man is the kadosh and inshallah tanai. So you can make a tanai not only by kedusha kesa, the kedusha shtar, it could be matal tanai, kedusha biya also. The Gemara asks why, but it's milsa, the leis of the shlichas, leis of the tanai. So the Gemara says, makshin and havayis lahadadi. So what does it mean? So the poshut pshat perhaps in the Gemara is leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai is not a chok. It's not a gzeres hakosav that you can say if the chosen sent someone else to do kiddusha bia, so it's the wrong person doing bia. It's like I ask you to lay tefillin on your arm to be mighty me. It's the wrong arm. Like a mitzvah should be good for you. So when you do kiddusha bia, you need the chosen's Eber HaZachris has to do the bia. The shliach's Eber HaZachris is not better than the finger of the chosen. It's the wrong Eber. So, but that alone, because leisa v'shlich, because of a technicality, because mitzvah should be good for, that will not cause that it should be leisa v'tanai. It goes mistavra. So kiddusha bia is also, you need das. You need das by kiddusha bia. So since In theory, he is a bailam to make a shliach. He's a bailam on the chalois. Iske shavai sladad, just like kiddushi kesem and kiddushi shtar. In idas, a kiddushi bi also in idas. He is a bailam on the chalois. So therefore, it's considered isa b'shlich as isa b'tanai. The problem is that in the end of Yivamas, there's a perik cherish. The Gemara talks about a lot of dinim of cherish, I think, but not cherish. So the Gemara says, kiddushi cherish ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber. So kedusha cherish is only made the rabbanim. Cherish means retarded. Shoita means deranged. Cherish means retarded. Sometimes one of the Rabbi Kiveger and Hilchas Shchita, when it talks about Shchita the cherish out of the cotton, so Rabbi Kiveger tells you if you want to read a good tshuva about cherish, look in the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef was a Yekish Rav. Rabbi Kiveger was also a Yekish, so he used the Zichron Yosef. A very strong tshuva. So, and also the Or Sameach, during the lifetime of the Or Sameach, also about 100 years ago, when a man would get syphilis, so they had no cure for syphilis, so after a while, the sickness would affect his thinking, and he would become Allah Bardas. He was Shameach Umedaber, he could hear and he could speak, but he didn't know what he was talking about. So they had a character go around. Women were stuck, women were agunas. They were married, and the husbands developed syphilis, and then they would keep on getting worse and worse until it's not shaykh to give a get. He doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So some character went around getting women, pay him, a rabbi, pay him money that he should have the husband write a get. So he went to each husband, he said, you want to give your wife a get? I said, yeah. He told him to say yes. He said, yes. You want me to be the shliach? Yes. Okay. So that was scandalous. So someone saw what's going on. So he sent letters to all the rabbanim. This is scandalous. The husband's Allah b'nei das. They don't know what they're talking about. So the Yosemech writes, at that time he sent, this person sent letters to many gedolim of the generation. So the Yosemech writes, the best tshuva on cherish is in the Zichron Yosef. So they both, Rabbi Kiveger and Hilchas Shchita tells you, look in the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef says, cherish can be shameh umedaber. And it's still cherish. Cherish means retarded. He doesn't have the seichel of a normal 13-year-old child. He's a labardas. So we assume that kiddusha cherish is only the rabbon because he's a labardas. It doesn't depend. The Rashash and Gitna, the fine, raises the question. Now that they have a school for the deaf mute in Berlin, so we can't educate them and we can't teach them, they can be educated, so maybe the Cherish Eine Shemer, Eine Medaber, doesn't have a din of Cherish anymore. The Pashto says that it's right. Chacham Avadia has a tshuva, he says not. But the Pashto says, according to Zichron and Yosef, Cherish doesn't depend on Eine Shemer, Eine Medaber. That's a bal mom. Cherish depends on Nishken Bar Sechel. So there's a Yerushalmi that the Nebuki Yosef quotes on the Mishnah, Cherish, Kiddush Cherish is only the Rabbanon. That's only Kiddush Cherish al yidei kesef ashtar. But Kiddush Cherish al yidei dia is chal. Because you don't need das. Kiddush dia, you don't need das. As long as he knows, he understands a little bit what marriage is. He can't understand too much about marriage. And he's doing the dia, the shame issues. Even though he's a lot by das, the Kiddush is chal menater. So the Beis Shmuel Ebenezer quotes this, the Muki Yosef, who quoted this from Yisham. He leaves it like that. That's a pella. The Pashtus and the Bavli, when the Gemara asked that question, the Milsa, the Leisa B'Shilchus, Leisa B'Tanai, so the Kiddush Adbi is Leisa B'Shilchus, Shabbi, Leisa B'Tanai. The Gemara answered, Iskash Havai Sladadi. What does it mean? The Pashtus says, that's the answer. Leisa B'Shilchus, Leisa B'Tanai doesn't apply, it's not a chok, it's not a Xeris HaKos, Leisa B'Shilchus, because mitzvah should be gufoy. No. If it were just the mitzvah of the guf, it's the wrong aver, it's the wrong foot is doing the chalitza, then it wouldn't be a problem by the yavam, it would only be a problem by the yavam. They said shlitzim because you don't need das. So that's what the Gemara says, by kiddush it be, you do need das. That's what the Bavli holds, you do need das. So that's a pella. Why the Beis Shmuel quoted this Yerushalmi? Yishami holds a new sheet that Kiddush Adbi is you don't need das, just kavona, it might say issues, and it makes issues, a chidush, and God's in a different sheet. The Pashto says, Iskish Havais Ladad, it means that Kiddush Adbi is a maisei kinyan that needs das, and therefore it's considered Issa B'Shlichus, Issa B'Tanai. Okay, there's going to be very serious Gemara here about tonight.